Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Monday, March 4th. I checked the calendar just to make sure I had the right day of the week. This thread began on March 2nd, and Q has been very busy. Q posts, for those of you who are following at home, can be found on qmap.pub, qanon.pub, and a number of other websites. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can find Q drops and Q alerts in the Play Store. Those apps are not available for iOS right now. My theme for this broadcast is Wake Up America. And we got a lot of ground to cover, so I'll get rocking here. Q posted this on March 2nd. It's a repost of a drop from about a year ago. And Q said, where we go one, we go all. Misspellings matter. Sentence formation matters. Learn Q. Q has been talking a lot about things, mistakes, spelling errors, typos in the president's tweets that are not corrected. So Q writes this, emphasis on mistakes not corrected. Time to start looking at the other side, where real crimes were committed. POTUS, this is a tweet that the president put out. And it was also in that same tweet by Crooked Hillary, and it was BYE, as in bye-bye. Time to reveal our insurance policy. Truth always wins. Q. They have an insurance policy? Wow, I can't wait to see what their Trump's insurance policy is all about. I don't know what the president's insurance policy is. So Q posted a screenshot of the president's tweet again. It has the buy Crooked Hillary on it. And Q posted a link to Hillary's Twitter page. Your Twitter banner is appropriate and fits you well, Q. And that Twitter banner, and Anon posted a full-size graphic of it. Hillary is taking a picture of the little black child. And Q wrote, the real racist. Links to a couple of YouTube videos there. Fake news coverage, pure evil, wake up America, Q. And those links to those YouTube videos, you can go on Q's board and check them out. In one of them, Hillary is talking about super predators, and the other one, she talks about Eric Holder and other blacks and says they all look alike. Her true feeling toward minorities comes out once in a while when she is given an opportunity. Okay, Q posted this. It's a link to that video where the president and Hillary were at a roast and they're going after each other. If you haven't seen that video, it's definitely worth looking into. Q writes, sometimes it takes a roast in order to be able to speak the truth and get away with it. Q writes, selected samples at 13 minutes and 45 seconds in that video. There's deception. 1405, pretending not to hate Catholics. This is speaking of Hillary. And then 1440, there is a mention of Haiti. Symbolism will be their downfall, Q. For the reasons of copyright, I don't want to include those video clips in this. But Donald Trump's full roast of Hillary Clinton, you can catch that video and check it out. It's worth watching if you haven't seen it. One of the Anons noticed there was a zero delta between Q's post and the president's tweet. This was again on March 2nd. Q responded, we are far beyond statistical analysis at this stage. George Papadopoulos put out a tweet. Clapper has gone awfully silent since his month-long adventure in Australia, where he discussed how to cover up both his and Australia's involvement in spying on me and others. Remember his testimony to Congress. I never heard of Papadopoulos. His perjury is going to come back. And Q has previously posted about Papadopoulos. He needs to stay on social media and he needs to keep posting because he is in danger if he doesn't. Q posted a link to his tweet and said, rat bait, stay in the light, Q. Also, we've got posts to a couple of previous messages. We talked about this in other videos where a U.S. Person with a security clearance can go to a Five Eyes nation like New Zealand or Australia, and they can obtain classified documents and no logs are kept, which is why Hillary and probably Brennan, Clapper, and other people keep going to other countries because they're trying to get classified information and not have it logged. All right. Q posted this. It's an old drop from April of last year. Reread regarding the Five Eyes. They've been using this to avoid U.S. data collection laws so they can surveil people and circumvent privacy laws. Hussein, what is public is information about the dossier and FISA. What is not public is that Five Eyes, UK, Australia, POTUS targeting using pushed Russia decoy meetings and campaign insertions. So there's a lot of information that has to do with the Five Eyes and Australia and the UK that is not public yet. And then Q writes, Hussein, Hillary, LL, Loretta Lynch, Brennan, Clapper, National Security, White House, Situation Room, OP, UK, Australia, Q. I'm not sure what that OP is. Q reposted a drop called Spy Op that outlines the parties that were involved in the illegal spying on the Trump campaign and the plot to overthrow a duly elected president. And some of you who are new may not be familiar with Spy Op, with this particular post. It is a highly coded post that Q put out last August. And I did a decode of this. You can find it in some of my old threads, but I will do a quick decode of this again. What I'll do is I'll break this post down into sections, go line by line, section by section, and explain what each of these means. So you have this first section, Spy Op, and then you have WH in brackets. All of these are in brackets. Hussein, VJ, DM, JB, RE, JK, SP, KM, HRC, and DNC. All right, that decodes to White House, Hussein, Valerie Jarrett, Dennis McDonough, Joe Biden, Rahm Emanuel, John Kerry, Samantha Power, Karen Mills, and then you have Hillary and the DNC. And if you put that into a graphic form, this is what you get. You get Barack Obama, president, Valerie Jarrett, advisor, Dennis McDonough, who was a White House chief of staff 2013 to 2017. Then you have Joe Biden. Below that, Rahm Emanuel. He was White House chief of staff from 2007 to 2009 before he became mayor of Chicago. John Kerry, Samantha Power, Karen Mills. And then on the right side, you've got Hillary Clinton, Donna Brazile, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, members of the Democratic National Committee. Okay, so this graphic that Q gave us, I'm just going to decode all of those same way. Okay, this second line here, CIA, JB, Class 1 through 5, NSA, Play Reveal, TT, DNI, JC. That decodes to Central Intelligence Agency. John Brennan was the CIA director. Class 1 through 5, NSA, National Security Agency, Play and Reveal, Tarmac Tapes, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. There's the graphic for it. I believe Class 1 through 5 is just unnamed operatives and their names are classified, but I could be wrong. NSA, their role as an intelligence agency and spy op, Q has suggested that the NSA actually has a recording of the conversation between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the Phoenix tarmac, and that Admiral Rogers intentionally mislabeled that file and hid it so that it could be revealed at the right time. Okay. Next line down, we have these initials. DOJ, LL, SY, BO, CK, UK, DL, PS, DL, JC, MM, RB, and then you have an arrow going both ways, BC. So you decode that as Department of Justice, and this is all Department of Justice involvement. Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele, Dave Loftman, Peter Strzok. There are two DLs in this stringer, and I'm not sure what the second one is. John Carlin, Mary McCord, Rachel Brand, and then you have Bill Clinton over on the right-hand side. He was a go-between. for the DOJ and the FBI and the White House. So that looks like this. Here's your graphic. Peter Strzok was also a link between FBI and DOJ. All right, going down to the next line, you have all these initials. And then the decode on that is, this is the FBI involvement. So you have FBI, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Jim Rybicki, Michael Steinbach, Bill Priestat, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Baker, Mike Cortan, Josh Campbell, Sally Moyer, Tash Gahar, Kevin Kleinsmith. And then you have another two-way arrow, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Huma Abedin, and Cheryl Mills. And then it goes to the fake news. So the graphic for that looks like this. You have all your FBI people over here. You have Hillary and Bill, Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin over on the right, and the information is leaked out to the mainstream media. Then the next stringer down is No Name Media, JBJC, leaks POTUS Daily Brief FBI, all in brackets. That decodes to John McCain, he's No Name. Media, John Brennan, James Comey, they took information from their intelligence agencies, leaked it to the press. Well, some of it went to the presidential daily brief, and then it went out to the media. And here is your graphic on that. The next line describes the connections between people who created, paid for, and distributed the opposition research that was used to spy on candidate Donald Trump. You have this stringer. It doesn't need a lot of decoding. Fusion GPS, Shell Company 2, CS in the middle is Christopher Steele. On the right-hand side, you have John McCain. So information is going back and forth. McCain would take it and give it to FBI. Then you have Perkins Coie, they helped fund it. Washington Free Beacon actually was the originating agency that started the Steele dossier. And then it was later transferred and became Fusion GPS work. Okay, and that graphic looks like this. Fusion GPS giving information to Christopher Steele, feeds it to John McCain, goes to the FBI. I said Washington Free Beacon down on the bottom. They began the Oppo research. It was then taken over by Fusion GPS and funded by Perkins Coie. And the next line in the post, we have this stringer here. I'll just go to the decode on that. You have Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democratic National Committee, Robbie Mook, James Comey on the left-hand side. In the middle, UK Prime Minister, that would be both Cameron and Theresa May. I'm not sure. Is this overlapped, both of their terms as Prime Minister? MI6, Secret Intelligence Service, Spy Active, and then you got Christopher Steele. And that graphic looks like this. And let's see. The last part of this spy op stringer doesn't need a whole lot of decoding, but it does need a bit of explanation. So regarding the tarmac meeting, Q wrote, this was the final meeting of four meetings with Bill Clinton. He was a go-between. There would be no charges against Hillary. They would be dropped. And Loretta Lynch would be promised a Supreme Court appointment. Clinton was the go-between for all the meetings. Hussein, in parentheses 3, national security orders, official, POTUS can declass, bottom to top, see now, FBI, DOJ to expand fast. FISA apps, false, activate domestic spy campaign. UK assist, feed to CIA, cannot operate domestically. JB, John Brennan. They never thought you would lose. So they set up a situation where Obama used national security orders to cover up and hide what they were doing. It involved multiple intelligence agencies. CIA was involved in overseas operations because they can't do anything domestically. And this is all going to be exposed eventually. One of the Anons wrote, D-class coming. Q reposted that. Another Anon wrote, March Madness incoming. Q reposted that. This Anon created a graphic with a proof. This is quite interesting, actually. It shows that Q was posting about the declassification coming, and the date on this is September 15th of 2018. The president didn't actually issue his order to declassify those documents until 2 days later, on September 17th. Q had prior knowledge that this declassification was coming. And Anon wrote this. This is actually a copy and paste from something that Q wrote previously. Declassifies it will initiate the resignation and recusal and or removal of Rod Rosenstein. Declassifies it will initiate the awareness that all signers will be currently under investigation. Declassifies it will factually demonstrate without argument U.S. government under Hussein knowingly presented false evidence to FISA court in an effort to obtain legal U.S. intelligence umbrella surveillance of POTUS identified target for the sole purpose of influencing the 2016 election of the presidency, not Russia, but Hussein and Hillary projection, plus safeguard against possible loss of power, firewalls in brackets, use of back channel surveillance, spy insertion, body 1, 2, and 5 by UK and Australia, primary, activated under Director Brennan, Director Clapper, with presidential daily brief regular updates, plus live streaming, White House, Hussein, non-oval, situation room, coordination, FISA, full, brings down the House, White House, Q. And then the Anon wrote, huge happenings coming. So Q reposted that. Then an Anon posted this and pointed out this picture is from early 2015, months before POTUS went down the escalator. Five Eyes was in play long before we've been saying, prove me wrong. And this is that picture where Lisa Page is pretty clearly identifiable in this image from London. Q wrote, physical landscape plus or minus proves that it could not have been taken pre-2016. Op was active pre-announcement, intel awareness pre-2016. Q, he made a mistake, a little typo. He corrected it. Could not have been taken post-2016. Think 2015. Long day, Q. And Anon wrote, Q was POTUS recruited later in the campaign. According to this timeline, Donald J. Trump was a loose cannon. Q wrote, think formation of the Freedom Caucus. Think Freedom Caucus today. Think Jim Jordan. Think Mark Meadows. Q. That is an interesting little bit of information. At least I think it is. Freedom Caucus was actually formed in 2015. It's formed around people like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. And Anon said he understood what Q meant about the London photo being taken pre-2016. Q says, roger that. Mass distribution of message creates a need to correct. And we have a somewhat long post here. Let's see if I can fit this in so you can read it. All right, this is from an Anon check post number 2657. Huge. When will the public discover that Ted Cruz was also illegally surveilled pre-POTUS Republican nomination? That is a subject a lot of people don't talk about, but back when they were running the spy operation, they didn't know who the Republican nominee was going to be. So it's likely they were spying on Ted Cruz. They could have been spying on a lot of other people too. Then it goes on, CIA illegal surveillance members of Congress, CIA illegal surveillance members of the press, CIA illegal surveillance Senate Intel Committee. And there's a couple of links to articles. Who ordered this surveillance? What justification was provided to authorize surveillance of elected officials? Surveillance fall under scope of FISA warrant or internal to department or outsourced to Five Eyes? Reality check, friend or foe? We all spy on each other? Should we be spying on ourselves? Should we be tasking others to spy on ourselves in order to avoid U.S. law? Was Five Eyes established, designated by the Intel Committee as a back channel surveillance apparatus to avoid domestic laws triggering a congressional Senate oversight? What key logs exist to monitor Five Eyes intel collection? What availability do former government officials have regarding the ability to access classified Five Eyes offshore data? How did Hillary gain access to the highest classified SAPs in a closed system access? And how is she able to transfer them to a remote home server? Questions above should scare every single American. How did China locate primary CIA assets within China and then kill them? 187. Money buys power. No punishment regarding Brennan. by Hussein administration for surveillance of the Senate. Those two links go to articles that talk about the CIA's role in illegally spying on the Senate. Then Q posted this, dark to light, sheep no more. This is a banner. We stand together, where we go one, we go all, Q. All right, President Trump tweeted this out March 1st. Oh, I see, now that the two-year Russian collusion case has fallen apart. One of the people that follows me on Twitter, Pete V, said, hey, check this out. Oh, I see what Trump said here. If you take it and just make an acronym out of it, OIC, it's the Office of Independent Counsel. I don't know if that was an intentional, but Q says, you know, we should look at spellings and things of that nature. All right, observations on the 21-day countdown and the watch. On February 26th, Q first posted that we were in a 21-day countdown. That countdown should take us to March 19th, although Q has indicated that there can be holds placed on the countdown. So, February 26th, Q said, it's going to be historic, planned long ago. We have the minus 21 in brackets. Within the next 21 days, big, big, big happenings are going to take place. So that should take us to March 19th. All right, and somewhere in there, in doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on the 19th, but Q said sometime within the next 21 days, things are going to happen. And we're already on March 4th. On March 1st, Q seemed to indicate that we were at T minus 18 days in the countdown. That would take us to March 19th as the final day. That's when we got the countdown, and Q wrote minus 21, minus 20, minus 19, minus 18. So if we're at T minus 18 on the 1st, that takes us to the 19th as the final day of the countdown. And then we have this watch. So on March 2nd, Q posted the watch image, which shows 18 minutes before the top of the hour. It's actually like 17 minutes, I think 57 seconds. So you could consider it 17 minutes, or you could consider it 18 minutes. If you consider it 17 minutes, then it would again take us to March 19th. 17 days from March 2nd is March 19th. If you consider it to be 18 minutes, then it would still be March 19th if you included the 2nd. It would be obviously 17 days if you didn't include it. All right, so just wanted to give you some thoughts on the watch and the countdown. The swamp is desperate to keep the president in check by any means possible because the Mueller investigation was never going to lead to the prosecution of the president. His enemies like Jerry Nadler are trying to their best to reinstall the blockade, and he announced that the he's requesting documents, House Judiciary Committee. They're going to try to look into all of Trump's business transactions, his taxes, everything they can to try to find some dirt on him. Q posted a link to that article. When the original insurance policy expires, Mueller, who is in brackets, by the way, and you must attempt to protect those in harm's way by reapplying the blockade, plus maintain the leftist hatred and fake news narrative, you might be hosed. Q then posted this, at what stage in the game do you play the Trump card? Q. And we got a lot of suggestions from the Anons. When POTUS says it's time, no deals, only pain. This Anon said when the other side has gone all in. This Anon said on March 19th, of course. This one said, final stage, when it is set, all pieces are in the right position. This one said, T minus zero. I like this one, soon. This Anon said, the Trump card is never played until the end of the game. And this Anon said, when they go all in, I love the Punisher skulls on the backs of their jackets. It's awesome, even on the helicopter, Marine One. This Anon said, you play the Trump card when all the other players think they have the winning hand. You lay down the royal flush. I like what this Anon said. I've had a collection ready and waiting. You play the Trump card when they play their biggest, baddest hand. And then you watch the joy melt from their face as you trump them. Q wrote this. It's a long post in two sections. I'm going to read that to you. Why have there been no arrests? Good question. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering that. Why have specific dates been mentioned only to see no action? Define game theory. Why must disinformation be provided? Define open source. Define public purview. Do we let our enemies walk through the front door? Define plausible deniability. Why was it important to first clean house within the FBI and Department of Justice? Public info is what we know about the people that have been fired, removed from the FBI and DOJ. Why was it important to first clean house with the other intelligence agencies? And that is non-public info. We don't know what's been going on in the CIA and other intelligence agencies. What are the duties of the FBI? What are the duties of the Department of Justice? When does military intel have jurisdiction? What vested powers does POTUS have regarding military intel versus ABC agencies regarding matters of national security, homeland? Think umbrella surveillance. What agency does the FBI report to? What is the role of the Attorney General? Does the Attorney General oversee the firing of FBI, DOJ, senior, mid, lower level staff? How many FBI and DOJ were fired or forced? So, yes, Attorney General oversees the firing of all FBI and Department of Justice staff. There have been dozens of people fired that we know of, probably lots that we don't know about. Game theory is a science of strategy. Experts in game theory calculate the optimal moves based on how they believe their opponent is going to act in a given situation with the information that they have available. It may involve the use of threats, promises, and bluffs, disinformation, to coerce an opponent to move into a position of weakness. Game theory, when it is used against a deep state by Q's open source operation, which has plausible deniability built into it, requires the dissemination of information, both true and false, that if acted upon by the deep state would hurt them, but if it is acted upon by us, it would cause no harm, other than maybe a little disillusionment. The crimes of the deep state can't effectively be prosecuted until bad actors are removed from corrupt agencies, DOJ and FBI. Jeff Sessions cleaned out FBI and DOJ of bad actors, setting the stage for the current Attorney General, William Barr, to come in and clean house with as far as prosecution goes. All right, we have part two of that same post, and I will continue reading this. So we got down to how many FBI and DOJ were fired or forced. Does Russia recusal prevent or block the Attorney General from this responsibility, oversight of the department? No, it does not. What time period did this occur? It's been going on over the last 2 years. Who appointed and tasked Huber? Who appointed and tasked the Inspector General? That would be Jeff Sessions. Who was the Attorney General? Zero leaks, none. Transfer from Attorney General 1 to Attorney General 2. Why might that be important? It's important because of optics. During the first 2 years, while the agencies were being cleaned and the stage was being set, people could not have a reason to accuse anyone like Jeff Sessions of being partial. So it was important for Sessions to look inept and detached. Then Q writes, how do you avoid politically motivated attack, obstruction, attempt to block and obstruct Mueller? Optics are important. When are optics not important? Think Whitaker. Define stage set. Who recently walked on stage to take command? What stage experience did this person have? Think Bill Clinton impeachment. Has the stage been cleaned and cleared for the next performance? If the stage is clean, can the performance begin? How might transparency, D-class, fit into the dialogue? Define thesis statement, and Q gives us a thesis statement. What benefit does this provide Barr? This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. That is a quote from the president. Logical thinking, Q. That is also the thesis statement. So Sessions and Whitaker set the stage for Barr. He has experience prosecuting corruption. By the way, FBI Director Chris Wray specialized in white-collar crimes like money laundering. He is a key player, even though a lot of people think he's doing nothing. The thesis statement we are all familiar with will be made publicly regarding corruption. Declassification of key documents are going to stand as evidence to compel a public demand for prosecution. And military intelligence does have authorization over any matter deemed to be a threat to national security. Military intelligence has been used as a workaround for the president to keep him informed and keep him safe while corrupt intelligence agencies like the FBI and DOJ are being revamped, reformed, or in the case of the CIA, they're being dismantled. Q posted this on November 9th, closing act, dismantled, impossible to clean. Ops will be transferred to no such agency, Q. And the CIA in the closing act was indicated there. So I know a lot of people find this hard to believe, but Q has been telling us that the CIA is going to be dismantled. I know people are saying, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. And that's fine. You don't have to believe it. I'm just telling you what Q has told us, that they have determined that the CIA is too corrupt to clean, so it's going to be dismantled. And Gina Haspel, I believe, is overseeing that. All right, another long post by Q. Let me read it. Ask yourself a very simple, logical question. What is a FISA warrant application? Is it a highly confidential, safeguarded, in brackets, product of the United States government? If a product of the U.S. government, how did UK and Australia know what was listed in the package? Think call to POTUS to prevent declass sources and methods. So this is when Australia and the UK freaked out when they heard that their corruption was going to be exposed by the declassification, which is why they had to hold off on it. If the U.S. government requests UK and Australia plus two other countries to spy plus campaign insertion, these are people that were inserted into the campaign. Now, Q has told us for certain that Manafort and Carter Page were inserted as spies. It's possible Papadopoulos was inserted as a spy. We don't know. Q hasn't confirmed that yet. But I think other people have been inserted as spies, too. So Q writes, if they've been inserted as spies on the American presidential pre-nominee plus POTUS-elect, is there a chain of command to approve such authorization? Well, yes, there is. It goes all the way to the top. Paper trail of the chain of command plus umbrella spying metadata. If not tasked and targeted under Five Eyes, what legal authority existed to engage in targeting? Think Nunes' statement, not through normal collection, gathering, and reporting oversight regarding Five Eyes. So when Devin Nunes looked at the information that came through the intelligence assessment, he said that it did not come through normal channels of collection. What that means is they were using means that were way outside of what was legal and normal. Q writes, did the dossier provide the bulk data anchor for the spy campaign? What entity paid for the research dossier? That would be the DNC through Perkins Coie. Opposition candidate, what U.S. ally completed the collection of false data? That'd be UK. Why was it important to use sources within the UK instead of the U.S.? How do you circumvent U.S. law using a foreign country? What other anchors were provided to FISA court in order to gain a warrant? The D-class will show. What was the other data, in parentheses, collection process, worse than the dossier? All right, so Q is telling us that as much as we know about the corruption, there's worse information coming than what was in the dossier, what we know about the Carter Page's FISA application. Why didn't FISA court require an in-room presentations of the data prior to signing off? Who signed applications 1 through 4? Who traveled to UK, Australia post-election of POTUS? Why were security privileges removed from select formerly active individuals? Treason, sedition, corruption at the highest levels of government worldwide. How do you repair a bridge without closing it down? Q. All right, so that is a lot of information to digest. Rod Rosenstein, Sally Yates, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe all signed off on the Carter Page FISA application, and they all lied to the federal court when they stated that they had verified the information is accurate and true. And I would just say this. The abuse of power to illegally spy on the Trump campaign is a lot worse than any of us know, to be factual. Like I said, it was done outside of all normal channels because they never thought Hillary would lose. Therefore, they were sloppy. It was all authorized by Obama. Treason at the highest levels includes foreign heads of state who probably cooperated with it. All right, moving along. Rarely do we get a glimpse into what U.S. Attorney John Huber and his team of attorneys are doing, but this article gives us some idea. It's an interview with one of the six new U.S. attorneys who were working out of the Salt Lake City office, and Q posted a link to this article and drew our attention to a couple of things. Huber says every one of the prosecutors is already handling about 20 cases. They range from domestic terrorism to court-authorized wiretaps of criminal organizations to child pedophiles and those who would exploit our children, criminal aliens, big fraud schemes. And then down below, the agent said, right when I came in the office, my first week, I was reviewing search warrants. I was presenting cases to grand juries. So Q posted that link and wrote, sometimes reading between the lines provides a little insight that you wouldn't normally get. Then Q has in quotes the passages that I read to you. All right, and Anon gave an update on the sealed cases from the Pacer website. The Anon wrote February 2019 update to sealed cases, 5,832 new, a little over 82,000 total since October 30th of 2017, averaging 5,145 new cases per month. And then the Anon wrote, sorry, no heat map this month. A couple of our soldiers are down with medical ailments. Q said, thank you, Anon. Note, not all of these cases are U.S. versus, in parentheses, nothing to see here, Q. These are not all cases that are involving U.S. attorney's offices. We don't know the nature of some of these cases. I'm sure many of them are not going to be involved with people like Huber. But it is definitely unusual to see that many sealed cases. Ted Lieu is trying to give hope to those who are still asleep by telling them that the scope of Mueller's investigation was too narrow to nail the president. He tweeted this out. Unlike the narrow scope of Mueller's investigation, the House Judiciary's oversight mission is broad. Did POTUS commit any crimes or misconduct? Our investigation will either exonerate Trump or it won't. We will follow the facts wherever it may take us. Q posted a link to the tweet. Read the comments on the tweet. Those still asleep are buying the narrow scope, new narrative shift. If the scope memo, Rosenstein's scope memo, was never unclassified, second version, how do D's make this statement? Facts matter. Q. Then Hillary yesterday said the nation is in a state of full-fledged crisis. This was at a speech that she gave. And Q posted a link to that article. Full-scale attack, March Madness, prepare, Q. Q was not done with Ted Lieu. He posted this, we cannot avert our eyes to the evidence plainly before us. My statement on Judiciary Committee's massive investigation into real Donald Trump and his associates. I commend Chair Jerry Nadler for his leadership and look forward to working with him. I guess what I would say about that is, if the evidence is so obvious and plain, why didn't the House or Senate Intelligence Committees find that evidence? And why is everyone now under the impression that Robert Mueller's team is not going to find that evidence either? If it's so plain and obvious, doesn't really make sense. Q wrote this. Again, links to Ted Lieu's tweet. More statements made about evidence without presenting facts. If evidence existed under the broad scope, number one, of Mueller's investigation, would Mueller have the authority to pursue? And there's a link to a DOJ press release that describes the scope of the Mueller investigation, the first one. Special counsel is authorized to conduct the investigation, confined by then FBI Director James Comey, in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20th, 2017, including One, any links to or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. And two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, which covers just about everything. And three, any other matters within the scope of 28 CFR 600-4 subsection A, because no evidence exists or existed or was found by Special Counsel Mueller, was scope two enacted in an attempt to go outside of the intended engagement. There's a link to a document. It is Rod Rosenstein's second memo outlining Mueller's scope of his investigation. Q writes, why is scope number two classified only to the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General and a select few others? Read at terminal only. If evidence exists or existed, why did Republicans and Democrat members of the Senate conclude no direct evidence exists? Here's a link to an article about the Senate Intel Committee finding no evidence. If evidence existed, as per your statement, Ted Lieu, released today, again, why did the Senate, R's and D's, just conclude no evidence exists? When will Americans wake up to the D-party con that is continually pushed without facts, without support, and supported and further pushed by the media arm of the D-party, fake news media? Reading the comments on these tweets further demonstrates the seriousness of media brainwashing in our country, whereby statements are considered fact without the need to provide proof. Groupthink. Control the narrative. If enough people state the same thing without providing evidence and or support, does it become factual to those caught in the loop? National crisis. Q. And this is the memo from Rod Rosenstein, authorizing Robert Mueller as special counsel. Second document redefines the scope of Mueller's investigation. Third link, Senate Intel Committee says no proof of conspiracy between Trump campaign and Russia. All right, Anon's notice, there were some typos in the Q's post. Q confirmed, yes, there were typos. Ted Lieu is so desperate to paint Trump as an unpopular president that his Twitter banner shows a split screen of the inauguration crowd for both presidents. The photo that is used to represent the crowd during the Trump's inauguration was taken earlier in the day when the crowd was pretty small. And the mainstream media used that for a long time to try to convince people that Trump was an unpopular president. Q had a suggestion for Ted Lieu. He posted that picture, the meme, "We are Q," at the inauguration. And Q writes, you should update your Twitter banner pic to properly reflect the crowd size when the event actually started. Have you ever witnessed a public all-out attack by the opposition party against the President of the United States? Those who would normally hide in the shadows are forced into the light. Panic. Patriots are in control. Q. In this tweet from Meet the Press, Senator Mark Warner, Democrat Virginia, tells Cuck Todd that lawmakers have found enormous evidence of possible collusion between President Trump's orbit and Russians during that election. Yes, it actually said Cuck Todd. Q posted a link to that tweet, which was deleted after a bunch of us went on there and bombed that tweet with memes. Sorry, Q responded, enormous evidence. And then the Anons noticed Twitter took the page down, and Q said, power of the people, tweet deleted. Yes, we were doing a little bit of bombing on Twitter yesterday. This Anon said, Keck Q, I go and click on the Meet the Press link and it says that page doesn't exist. Deep State is taking down evidence as fast as you are posting it. Nothing to see here. Q writes, you are in the news now. All right, one of the Anons posted a graphic showing posts by Q and tweets by the president over the last 24 hours. On two different occasions, Q posted and the president tweeted within 1 minute of each other, and there was one 17-minute interval, a delta. This graphic is pretty interesting. It shows a 7-second delta with Q posting first. Q posted at 19:02 and 46 seconds. The president tweeted at 19:02 53 seconds. Q responded, 7 seconds? We're getting closer to 0000. How is that possible? Close proximity? All right, Q posted a link to a meme. It is this meme. if the world was really a fair place and justice prevailed. This is from Bill Slater. Good meme. And then Q posted a link to a Fox Business interview between Marietta Bartiromo, Devin Nunes. You might want to check that out. I've been kind of suggesting to people, you might want to just on Sunday morning get in the habit of checking out Maria Bartiromo's interviews. She is either interviewing Devin Nunes or Trey Gowdy or John Ratcliffe to give us an kind of an intelligence update. So next we have Mark Levin. I wasn't sure why Q posted this tweet initially, but I soon found out. Q said in his post, on the schedule, Q, and that's all he said. Mark Levin interviewed Brandon Strzok from the Walkaway Movement. He gives a great testimony about how and why he walked away from the Democrat Party, which then kind of made it clear why Q posted the link. And then Q posted a link to a YouTube video and wrote The Great Awakening, Q. The Great Awakening broadcast, again, features Brandon Strzok and a lot of people who have walked away from the Democrat Party. It was a live broadcast last night. Denise and I listened to it. It was great. I would highly recommend catching that if you have a chance to listen to it. All right. I had an interesting dream last night. In the dream, Q gradually took back control of the public narrative by dominating conversations on social media. I wanted to give a plug here to a book about Q, and this is not my book. To my knowledge, this is the first serious book to be written about the Q movement by Anons, Dustin Nemos, Captain Roy D., and I think Cerebrain actually has a chapter in this book too, and a lot of other researchers, collaborated to help the world understand Q's mission and purpose. I have not read this book yet, but Denise and I are going to order it. It's called QAnon, An Invitation to the Great Awakening by Where We Go One, We Go All. You can find it on Amazon. I will leave a link in the description box if you want to check that out. And it was announced this morning that Matt Whitaker is leaving the Department of Justice. And Anons are kind of a little confused about that. One Anon wrote, can someone explain what's going on with Whitaker? Q said he was taking on a new role in the Department of Justice. Now he quits suddenly. Q responded, you have a short memory, Anon. Did he remain on in a senior role as stated by the DOJ? Yes, he did, temporarily. Link to an article. This is a February 15 article announcing that Whitaker was going to be staying on temporarily. Duration stated, why are key positions always interchanging? Logical thinking by oneself clarifies easy to answer questions. Q. In that article, it said the Office of Attorney General, whose title or role is currently filled. At the very bottom of the article, it says, on Monday, a representative of the National Sheriff's Association offered the outgoing Attorney General a gift after he wrapped up a speech to the organization in a Washington, D.C. conference. And Whitaker said, great, is it a new job? So, you know, Whitaker knew that he wasn't going to be staying at the DOJ very long. Anon responded, remain, then go, but we really liked him, Q. And Q wrote, departure from the DOJ doesn't mean he's not on the team and still in the game, or, by our analogy, an actor in the movie. And Anon responded, acting, temporary role, cause destruction, then move on, hard to hit a moving target. Q responded to that, Scaramucci model, temp hire by design, shadow to sessions by design, public will become aware when the documents are dumped, Q. And then this Anon said, Q, sometimes I think it's hard for y'all to empathize with us. Y'all on operating from a position of knowledge, we're in the dark, we're desperate for truth and justice. Q wrote, define back channel, Q. Yes, Mr. Podesta, we do think having a back channel to the White House through Q is funny. We like it a lot. Q just posted about an hour ago, Hussein gave the order to start the spy campaign. It was logged officially two times, once domestically, once for foreign. Was a FISA judge in a White House meeting. White House visitor logs are important. Hussein library classified doc move, attempt to shelter and protect. Who has authority to obtain? The more you know, Q. Yes. So, Q has previously suggested that Obama has taken a lot of documents during his regarding his presidency and stashed them away in his library to keep them from the public seeing them. However, under Obama's own executive order on about classification and declassification, if you go to Section 1.7, classification prohibitions and limitations, in no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to conceal violations of law, inefficiency, or administrative error, or prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. So, if Obama thinks he's going to hide documents of his own guilt regarding crimes, he is sadly mistaken. It's not going to happen. Q asked if there was a FISA judge in a White House meeting. If I had to guess at which FISA judge may have been in on this operation, I would guess it might have been Rudy Contreras. He is a known friend of Peter Strzok. He is a FISA judge, and he was suddenly recused from General Flynn's case. And he did not recuse himself. He was recused by someone above him. He may have been recused by Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who I believe oversees FISA court. And there's never been a good explanation as to why all that happened, but I suspect he may be the one that Q is referring to. Q posted a link to a video, Promises Made, Promises Kept, Q. We can listen to this video.
I want to do things. You know, I keep hearing about investigations, fatigue. Like from the time, almost from the time I announced I was going to run, they've been giving us this investigation fatigue. It's been a long time. They got nothing, zero. You know why? Because there is nothing. But they can play that game, but we can play it better. Because we have a thing called the United States Senate. And a lot of very questionable things were done between leaks of classified information and many other elements that should not have taken place. And all you're going to do is end up in back and forth and back and forth, and 2 years is going to go up, and we won't have done a thing. If that happens, then we're going to do the same thing, and government comes to a halt. There are many things we can get along on without a lot of trouble that we agree very much with them, and they agree with us. I would like to see bipartisanship. I'd like to see unity. And I think we have a very good chance of, and maybe not on everything, but I think we have a very good chance of seeing that.
If they start investigating you, that you can play that game
Oh,
and
yeah.
investigate
Better than
them,
them.
can you
And I think I know more,
compartmentalize
and I think I
that?
know more than they know.
Can you compartmentalize that and still continue to work with them for the benefit of the rest of the country?
No.
Are all bets off?
No. If they do that, then it's just all it is a warlike posture.
And
Yeah,
so then
no.
the wait a minute, then the follow-up, I'm
You
sorry,
heard
John.
my answer. Go ahead.
Well,
Q wrote this. Is there a benefit, think public optics, to allowing your enemy to open the front door? Warlike posture activated. Thank you for playing, Q. With a lot of issues, optics are important. Is there an advantage in allowing your enemy to continue making public attacks? Does it make them appear to be irrational? Unhinged? Why are they desperate? Is it because they're afraid of something? Or is it because maybe they're guilty? That gets us up to date on the latest Q posts. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.